It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Divas That Care. My name is Candace Gish. If this is your very first time tuning into the Divas That Care, a huge welcome. We are now in our 14th year, and we are listened to over 30 countries around the world. And honestly, it has been a blast. It has been such an incredible journey. I've had the amazing opportunity to meet so many extraordinary people around the world, and I'm just beyond grateful and blessed to be able to do this. All right, guys, I am so excited to be introducing a brand new diva to our family. Her name is Michelle McLeod, and I am beyond excited to know what we're going to be talking about today. So this is going to be a fun one, guys, and I know that you're going to love it. So welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you. Once again, Michelle McLeod. I am a life coach, a writer, podcast producer, and, you know, about 50 other things on a daily basis that I forget about and overcommit to. Don't know about the rest of you.
I love that. That is so great.
I am very happy to be here. Thank you so much. Can't wait to talk to you about whatever we decide to talk about today.
It's going to be fun. Michelle, it is so amazing. You know, we had briefly chatted before the program and we're like, okay, what are we going to be talking about? I'm like, there's just so much about you. And I really want to talk about that because it's quite extraordinary. When I had the opportunity to listen or to actually read your bio here, I was like, oh, okay, she is a survivor. And she wrote these amazing books and she loves these great things like I do, like photography and gardening. And, you know, you have these amazing interests. And I think, okay, this is going to be an extraordinary call. So I want to kind of start at the beginning for you. Why did you decide to, first off, write these books? Like, I want to kind of talk about the journey on how it all began.
Absolutely. So I tell everybody, myself and my siblings, I have three older brothers. We grew up feral. And when I say feral, by the time I was 3 years old, I was going into grocery stores with my mother and my godmother. They would load their purses full of food. I would take those purses out of the store, walk across the parking lot by myself, dump it in the back seat, and then go back in. And that was my life. That's what I knew. I rode around at night in the back of the car, and they were porch pirates before porch pirates were even a known thing. And they stole everything not tied down. So that was very influential for my life, and I would say it probably impacted a good three decades. I almost said the words, but I'm going to not say 30. So it was very influential and impacting. And what I learned is, you know, I thought I was just some special little snowflake, the only one broke in the world. And the more I started learning and the more I started fixing myself, the more I started finding out that the world is full of broken people, either it be through childhood, through life, through trauma, any number of things that just need somebody to grab their hand and say, come on, you got this. Let me show you what I did.
You know, we don't realize how our stories can impact others, how we can impact change, and having the confidence in order to do that.
Absolutely. Finding your voice and owning your voice. That is such a challenging thing, especially for women in the society. And that is the reason that I started the books and the reason I named them what I did. My first book is A Girl Called Bitch. It's about me. It's about the trauma that I went through. It's about learning how to take the first step, which was forgiveness, forgiving myself and just letting that shit go and starting to learn how to accept myself for who I am, good and bad.
Yep. I love that. And how you're able to talk about it, because what an extraordinary start to your life. Like you're saying, you're feral. You did things that
Absolutely. A
lot of us can't even imagine. And to be able to get through it and to get through it positively and to be able to use those, I would say, skills, that lifestyle, that, and to become more.
Yes, and I'm gonna explain the first title, ladies. Get out some tissues. I'm warning you, it isn't pretty. So for my third birthday, I mean, I comprehended what my mother and godmother were doing. So even at that age, I knew it was wrong. There's not a lot you can say at that age, right? So for my third birthday, I woke up. I'm on a pallet in the floor in the living room. That's where I slept most of the time. And there was a little pink Schwinn bicycle next to me with a little basket on front and a little horn. And girls, you know, the little tassels that hang down. Every girl's dream. And I started crying. And my mom's name was Mary. We couldn't call her mom. And my godmother was Mary as well. So the Mary started, oh, she's so happy, she's crying. And I was like, no, I'm sad. Some little girl's going to wake up without her bike this morning. And the first words I heard were, you ungrateful little bitch. And that stuck with me the entire day. The entire day was rough. Wow. They weren't happy with it. And so I hid most of the day, and my dad got home, and I'm almost tearing up now, so I hope the rest of you are okay. My dad got home, and he's kind of like my lighthouse, my guiding light. I ran to him for protection. and they both broke in to what I had done. They didn't tell him they stole the bike, of course. So, yeah, that was the reason for the name of the book, because I wanted it to be powerful. I wanted to tell people, it's okay if somebody tries to destroy you. Stand back up. Take your power back from them. Don't let them own it. Don't let them own you.
And
the way you do that, forgive yourself. You have to.
Yeah. And how were you able to do that? Because sometimes when you grow up that way, it's a very challenging thing to get out of that cycle. Was there something
Candace,
to get out of it?
Yeah, now we're going to challenge your ratings on what you can and can't say on this. So I was a hot mess. I mean, I started drinking at a very young age, shocker. Drugs, not marijuana, not like anything crazy, so don't, it's all good. I was wild. I didn't settle down. I got in trouble, job to job. I literally hated myself, and it was to a point that I was riding around on a Harley Davidson in Phoenix, Arizona, as a network manager in a silk suit. My doctor, I had a busted up knee and was prescribing me like 1,200 milligrams of Demerol a day, and somehow I was still able to ride a motorcycle and function. And I wanted to end it, to be honest. I knew exactly how I was going to do it on that bike headed to Cave Creek because there was a drop-off. And it just so happens my nephew called me and was in the hospital. He tried to hurt himself. And that stopped me in my tracks and realized there was no way I could ever do that and show them that it was acceptable, that was an okay path. Instead, you had to fight through it. You had to get the battle scars, and you had to find a way to get to the other side. I was very fortunate. I ran into this little tiny thing in Dallas, Texas, named Jennifer Hall. And she is Lessons from the Universe. She has a podcast as well. She is an empath, a clairvoyant. She was able to help me see some of the damage in myself, and I was able to start working on it. I owe my nephew for his guidance, even though he didn't even know he was there for me at the time, and definitely Jennifer, because I started on the path, but I was lost. What do? Where do you go? Who do you talk to? You go to a doctor or psychologist, they just want to put you on drugs. Yeah. But that doesn't really help a lot of people get to the root cause. It just deadens it, just like alcohol, marijuana, sex, abuse, whatever. I mean, whatever your thing is, right?
Yeah. That is so true. Oh, my gosh. And then the journey led.
Didn't know it was going to get that deep.
Well, you know what? I find it extraordinary. And that's why we like these conversations, because we never know what a person has gone through and how their journey and how it's impacted them, but then how they were able to get to the next side of it. And now the inspiration. And that's what you're really doing. Michelle, you are inspiring so many people by, you know, just even sharing that within these books. I think it's absolutely extraordinary, and I want to applaud you for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am actually doing what I call the Bitch Trilogy, and it is a girl called Bitch, a woman called Bitch, and a leader called Bitch. And there's a reason, because once you start finding your voice, you're going to hear that word a lot more frequently, especially as a woman, from other women and from men. Because once you start finding that confidence and you start walking at your own pace and doing what you think's best for your life, there's those who are just not going to appreciate it.
And you're changing the terminology, and I like that. And I think it's strong and it's wonderful. A lot of people ask me why I would have called my show With the Divas. And I changed what divas meant, you know, and I have it for all of our listeners. I have it on our website, what divas meant to me. And I wanted to change these words that a lot of people perceived as a negativity. And I think that's what you're doing with that word and within your books. You're making it into, no, I'm standing up for myself. It's a positive thing. And, you know, this is me. You know, you accept me for who I am.
Absolutely. That is beautiful. Yeah. Now, you know, as I get into the leader called Bitches, I find my confidence and I own my voice and I know who I am. I can stand in a mirror and I can look with love instead of hate or anger or pointing out the flaws. I love the person I'm looking at, even on hard days when it's hard to look at myself. On my bathroom door before I walk out, in gold letters, it says, stand and look with love. And I make myself go back there and at least try to appreciate something of the day. Even on hellish days, because I have those.
Yep.
But you've got to appreciate it. And what I find is a confident woman in a leadership position who knows their voice, it's called a bitch a lot. I was shocked, but it happens. And honestly,
and
I don't care.
Well, no, and that's exactly it. You know what? You got to change that. You got to own it.
Yeah, you know, what they're calling me and their reaction to me is a reflection of who they are and the demons they're fighting, and absolutely nothing to do with me.
So true.
And, you know, at the same time, I find so many people, yourself, others I've spoken with, who are so supportive, who are so willing to lift other women up, not judge them, not point out the flaws, lift and build them up. And that's where we need to go.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. When is your next book coming out? Like, this is fantastic, and we got to get this so that people are reading these books, but is the next one coming out soon?
Both books are coming out in October. My next two, A Woman Called Bitch and A Leader Called Bitch.
Wow.
Very excited about that.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I have a course launching in May called Puzzled, and it's helping you find your better self, basically. So I'm very excited about that and looking for some beta users. So hit me up if you're interested.
That is fantastic. Well, we'll have to, how can our listeners check that out then? If they're interested in being a part of that, you know, let's give them your social media right now so that we don't forget.
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram, Michelle McLeod, MacLeod 11, or jump on the web, michellemcleod.com.
That is wonderful. This is going to be so great. And I love that you're going to have that trilogy, because it's powerful, the number three, with what it does and how it can impact people's lives. And I see a lot of people doing that. So it's really cool that you're doing that too. So we've got your first book, your second book, your third book. I think that's extraordinary. Let's talk about some of the other things that you're very passionate about, because I went to your Instagram page and I saw that you do photography. So tell me a little bit about that, because that is a creative thing. And I think that as an author too, we always find other avenues of creativity to express ourselves. And with you, you do gardening, and I love gardening. I am just so excited about spring coming up here. But how has the photography really impacted your life? Has that helped you through anything?
Absolutely. So the photography story is kind of funny. From the childhood, I took the polar opposite, and I work a lot of hours. And at the time, I had a manager. I was working 70, sometimes 80 hours a week, and we had a sizable bonus coming up. And so he told me the only way he would agree to pay out my bonus was if I found a hobby. I was in IT at the time, designing networks globally. My hobby was ones and zeros. Networkers will know what that means. So I picked up a camera, and I took a two-week vacation. The first 2 days I worked. The third day, he actually locked me out of the building. So I left a meeting at 5 p.m. and started driving. I got to the Grand Canyon, and there were a row of elk lined up across the road, blocking the way. And I was thinking, man, I wish I had a camera. And I kept driving. I ended up in the middle of Colorado, middle of the night, sleeping in my truck on the side of the road, wake up because there's an outage and I'm on the phone talking them through what to do, look up and there's a Labrador getting chased down the road by a skunk. Second time I wanted a camera that trip. So the next day I end up in Jackson, Wyoming, bought a camera, a Canon, 20 rolls of film. By the third day, I had forgotten what day it was, and I was out of film within a week, and I was in love. It was a way for me to express myself and what I saw when I couldn't use the words. So, yes, very passionate about photography. And now I use photography in a different way. I had opened up a photography business, absolutely in love with it, got too busy to continue. But I took it into gardening. So I started a farm, Wild Child Farm, shocker. What I learned from childhood was we had went a couple of days without food, and I was cried myself to sleep. I was so hungry. It profoundly messed up my brother, who was 7 years older than me, and he's always had a fear that one day his family would not have food. So I started Wild Child Farm with the full intention I want to donate at least 75% of what I grow. And I don't want to charge for it. I just want to give it to people who are hungry. So I created the giving baskets. And what I do is, like, I have some elderly neighbors going through cancer treatment. So each week they get a huge basket completely full of produce, eggs, whatever they need. And I work with other farmers and barter photography, video services, photographing flowers and selling the prints to pay for the giving baskets as well as the crops I grow.
Oh,
so photography's kind of stuck with me. It's just emerged into something that allows me now to give something that I didn't have when I was a child and ensure that at least I can start making an impact small. It might not be a lot of people right now. I'm up to 11 baskets, and they're fully funded through the photos. But eventually, it might be 1,100 or 11,000.
That's extraordinary. Wow.
Very excited about that.
Thank you so much for doing that. But it is. It's that ripple effect. And it's just if you can help one person. And I have said that from day one, even with the Divas That Care. You know, if one person has their life has been changed from our podcast, then we've done a great job. And you know, with our anthologies too, it's about giving back. And I love that because I would love one of your stories within our anthologies, but our anthologies, it goes to charities, you know, all the proceeds do that. And I think it's so important for us to give back. And it's that ripple effect because you never know who it's going to impact. And from there, it's impossible to see that. And I'm so honored that you've taken the time just to chat with me today about this, because you're exactly what the Divas That Care is all about, is a woman that's going to stand up and be authentic and help others along her journey. So thank you so much for that, Michelle. It's just been an honor chatting with you. And I really think that you and I are going to collaborate on so many projects in the future.
I love that. And Candace, I would love to give you 50 of my first book, A Girl Called Bitch, autographed, and you sell them and put the money towards charity if you would like, or give them away, do whatever you would like with them.
Well, we'll definitely figure that one out, because I think that would be an amazing thing, because our tribe around the world would be honored to be a part of that and what you stand for. So thank you so much.
Oh, I love
that. Let's definitely chat about that afterwards.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on today.
Oh my gosh, it was my pleasure. And to all of our listeners, this is going to be great. Michelle is going to be a part of the Divas. I know that she's going to be doing so much with us. I want you to go and check out her social media. Make sure that you send it to your friends and family. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to really relate to what she is doing. Not just her books, but her journey in general. I think this is something that we can really help and help inspire others. You know, let's collaborate with Michelle. Let's help her out. Let's support her with what she is doing and share that, because her story is going to impact others and they're going to be doing something similar. So we want to do that. It's all about that ripple effect and the collaborations and everything that we can do as a family and a tribe here. So Michelle, it has been a pleasure. Our guests, you know, make sure you come back on just my, not even just my show. I want to introduce you to all the other Diva hosts so that you can be on their podcast too.
Oh, I love that. Love you all. Have an amazing day.
Thank you so much. And remember, listeners, make sure you go and check out our podcasting journal. We have a podcasting journal for the Divas That Care Network here. It's so that you can record these amazing stories so that you are able to share them with others, not just with the Divas That Care Network, but use this journal to listen to all these other podcasts that are out there and have their information, because there's always that moment that you want to go back and it's like, where was that information? And instead of having sticky tabs like I had all over my office, you'll now have a place to write this down and have it for future reference, because you never know when you're going to need that information. Again, make sure that you do something kind for everybody out there. It is so important nowadays to use your kindness to help others. So until next time, everyone, have a fantastic day.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.